Good morning again as we gather together for worship on this format. We thank you that you have made yourselves available. And as we share together this morning, we begin as we read scripture together. Our first passage comes from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky, which you have made, at the moon and the stars, which you set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them, mere mortals, that you care for them? Yet you made them inferior only to yourself. You crowned them with glory and honor. You appointed them rulers over everything you made. You placed them over all creation, sheep and cattle and the wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Our second reading comes from Genesis chapter 1. Verses 27 to 28. So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them and said, "Have many children, so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals." May God bless his readings to us. Amen. And so we join together as we sing our first song for this morning. We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the ground.
Oh,
Imagine, if you will, that you own a beautiful, lavish home, your dream home maybe, a home that you had a hand in designing, a home that you had decorated over years, a home where you had chosen the tiles for the bathroom, the colors for the rooms. You'd even spent time in the garden making sure that everything was right, installing a sprinkler system, just being able to create this home of your own. It is a home that you've come to truly love and one that you've really enjoyed living in. But the day comes when children have left and it's now time to downscale, but in the depths of your heart, you can't find it to sell your home. And so you make the choice to become a landlord and decide that you're going to allow people to rent your home. And so you go through the process of finding people. Eventually, a tenant comes along and you do all the background checks, check all the references, make sure that they're acceptable to you and that they're happy with the home. You accept their damage deposit, and so they sign the lease. And you're now confident that they will look after your home and you can move on to a smaller premises. After a number of years, you receive the message that your tenants have really enjoyed the time in your home and it's time for them to move on. And so they are looking to leave. And so you go to do the inspection. And as you arrive at your home, you can't believe your eyes. Your beautiful, lavish home appears to have been a little bit neglected. There's rubbish lying around in the garden. It's overgrown. The grass hasn't been watered in a while. The front door is in dire need of attention, is sticking when you try and open it. When you get inside the home, the wooden floors that were there are scratched and gouged and marked. You notice on some of the carpets that there are cigarette burns, and your whole heart just sinks within your chest. And so you go in and you can't believe the state of your home that you designed, that you'd built, that you decorated, that you had entrusted to these people. Even as you walk through the home, it smells dusty and damp and stuffy. You know in your heart of hearts that your home will never be the same again. Almost in anger, you confront the tenants and you are bordering on rage. And they respond and say, "Well, we were paying the rent and we thought that's all we needed to do. It's no longer meeting our need and so we need to move on. But we were paying to live here." You start to sputter. You're having homicidal thoughts. You just about want to reach up and strangle them. And they simply say, "But hey, if you're not happy with the condition, you're welcome to keep the damage deposit." And they simply walk away. How would you feel? How would you feel? They'd always paid the rent. They'd always seemed to be good tenants. Yet, in reality, your home is not what it used to be. They didn't really have the right to do whatever they wanted in the place. They really didn't have the right just to not maintain it as best as they could. In the depths of what you believe, you would have thought that you would have come back to a house that would have been in a very similar condition to the condition that you left it in. But it's not. Of course not. There was a certain understanding that wasn't lived up to. So what is our responsibility? We live in a place that's not our own. We live in a world that God has created. Is it the same as when we moved in? Or has it changed? But we occupy this place. How do you think God feels when he sees our world today? Here again those words from Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 to 28. So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them and said, "Have many children so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals." In those two verses, humanity became tenants of this beautiful land which God has created us, created for us to live in. And we need to be reminded that with great power comes great responsibility. Because God, in no uncertain terms, gave us great power when he invited us to live within his world. And no matter how we approach Genesis, how we approach our world, whether it's from an eco-theological perspective where ecology becomes the God, or whether it's from an absolute dominion perspective where we can do all we want, how we want, when we want, and we're just able to get on with whatever we do, irrespective of trying to look after resources, or whether we approach it from a creation care perspective where creation is considered to be equal to humanity, or a global stewardship perspective, the one that I believe is the most biblical perspective and response. The bottom line is, we are the tenants in this beautiful world that God has created. And so we aren't only placed in charge of our environment, but we have the responsibility to respect it, to treasure it, to care for it. It was Carl Henry who observed the following: "Scripture does not set forth specific lines of ecological action, which may vary from time to time and place, but it does adduce fixed principles that indicate that God was not content to create a chaotic wasteland, but rather an habitable universe, and that he expects his designated stewards to maintain it that way." Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 to 28. "And so God created human beings, making them to be like himself." Making us to be like himself. "He created them male and female, blessed them and said, 'Have many children so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control.' I'm putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals." The King James Version and the New International Version says, "I have given you dominion over." The New Living Translation says, "I have given you the privilege to reign over." We as humanity are not just another part of creation. We have been given a unique and a special role in God's creation. In Psalm chapter 8, verses 5 to 9, we're reminded we created just below the standard of God, but definitely at the pinnacle of creation. We are made in the image of God. And because we're given that gift, that privilege, we're given that power, with it comes great responsibility. We are the tenants in this beautiful world that God has created. Therefore, we have a responsibility to care for it, maintain it, look after it, manage it. It was Albert Einstein who said, "It's every person's obligation to put back into the world at least the equivalent of what they take out of it." Time and time again in the New Testament, Jesus tells parables of servants who are given charge or trust over property, over talents, over money. And when they acted foolishly and wasted that which they'd been entrusted, each one of those times they're condemned. They're held accountable, not excused for what they've done, but in a real sense, held accountable, and in some cases condemned for what they did not do or what they did do. Are we going to do our best with all that God has given us? We have been entrusted to live as tenants on this planet, in God's creation. Are we going to do our best to care for it? Do we recycle diligently? In Pinelands, every 2 weeks, the recycle van comes round and collects those packets that people have recycled. It's even made easy for us. Do we do it faithfully? Do we save water? We're already at the beginning of facing another water crisis in the Western Cape. Our dams are 30% lower this year than they were last year at the same time. Might we be facing water restrictions again? Are we saving water as best as we are able? Are we taking our resources, the resources of this world, for granted? And I'm thinking on a very personal level, we could even go further and look at a corporate level. What do businesses do? But we need to start somewhere with ourselves. Are you doing your best to care for creation, to maintain the resources that God has given us, to manage being tenants in God's world? Are we looking after the environment? I invite you to hear those words from Genesis again as I read them from the Message. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them God-like, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Remember this, the way we care for the environment reflects our relationship with God. We are His stewards. We are the tenants of this beautiful world that God has created. Let's do the best we can to care for our world. Long have our human We turn again to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. So thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. Through the gift of creation, we are tenants of this place. May we take care of all that surrounds us. May we be wise in the way we use the resources that we have. Praying, Lord, that in all we do, we would reflect your image, your glory. So, Lord, lead us, guide us, and be with us. Help us to be good tenants in this gift of the world you've created for us to live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so as we end our time together, I pray that you would receive this blessing. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.